This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is crazy to be here in Cleveland. It is amazing. I have had probably half the police we walk by say, Alex Jones, and give me thumbs up. I have had maybe 20% of the Secret Service wave at me or give me thumbs up. It is crazy. And again, that's got to freak the criminals, the globalists out, that Obama and Soros' attempt to start a civil war to intimidate the police into giving in to the globalists has absolutely backfired. Our news director, who has been working his butt off at a level I've never seen, he's such a hard worker. Rob Dew is here with us. We got Wayne Madsen from inside the RNC, where they're set to try to steal it again tomorrow night. I'm going to be going inside tonight and tomorrow, right through when Trump gets the nomination. We're going to talk about those dirty tricks in the next segment. But I tell you, dude, have you ever seen so many listeners, not just delegates that have come here or Republicans, the locals,
yeah,
especially the black folks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so crazy that black folks love me so much. And then the media, and it's not about us, but it's a benchmark. It's a gauge. The media can spin the idea that it's us against them.
Alex, just a quick story. When I was shooting from the tripod position way in the back for your speech yesterday, and when I was packing stuff up, listeners of all types.
Wouldn't you say about a third of the people were black, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But and the black folks were coming up to me going, they knew who I was. They're like, Rob, dude, thank you. And they wanted to take pictures with me. I've never had that happen before with so many people in just one location. And they were all, some of them had shirts on, some of them didn't. But they were all like, oh, thank you for what you
But did. It wasn't just people the rally. Really it's very humbling to have folks looking at you like you're going to save them. Look, I'm just like you. I'm fighting tyranny. You're just as powerful
people
as I am.
People stop me in the streets. They know who I am. I met a guy last night, a California delegate, at midnight, walking down the road. He goes, hey, you're with InfoWars. I said, yeah, hey, what happened today? Give me your take of what happened today. And he started talking. He's like, yeah.
That's right. It's not about us. We're only telling you because you aren't known. You're not a public figure, most of you. You don't get to understand how big the liberty movement is.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, I can barely walk down the street anywhere.
Yeah, no, you get mobbed. Like, it's on another level with you.
I want to go out and just show that. I want to show people that because we are the future. And this whole mainstream media is about making us feel like we're alone. They have these articles every day chastising Drudge for being associated with Trump and myself as he rises and they fall. And then Drudge links to it because he knows it's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, these people just don't get it, man.
Yeah,
we really are turning the tide.
We definitely are.
We got a long way to go, but we're turning it.
It is. And with the banner flights, that breaking through the mainstream media, we got the trucks going. I mean, it's all
that was
really
in hundreds of, of publications.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it. It was the only, because there was nothing else going on for 2 days. It was just people standing around going, ooh, you know, oh my God, there's a banner. People are flying banners around.
And see, people ask, that ought to scare the globalists if InfoWars and Drudge, just websites.
Yeah.
Which tiny crews compared to the mainstream media can kick their butt. It's because you're pushing BS.
Well, and it's because we're not caught up in this giant hierarchy either. It's like, hey, we want to go do this. Boom, we do it. We want to go do this. Boom, we do it. There's no, like, we just go where the action is. And that's the difference, I think, with a lot of these mainstream media. They're stuck in their
bubble. Can you believe that they kept Ted Nugent from speaking here?
It's ridiculous. You know, and they had the Duck Dynasty guy on last night. How is he any different from Ted Nugent? They had Scott Baio, Chachi. I mean, they're getting all these celebrities. What's wrong with Ted Nugent? He's, you know,
because he's too good.
Yeah.
And again, that's not Trump's fault. It's not Trump's people. It's the RNC.
Of course. That's all. Anytime we run into the, and it's funny when you meet an InfoWars person who's a delegate, they have a different mindset than one of these RNC people who are just oblivious to like what's going on in the real world.
Well, I mean, I flew up here with a bunch of delegates that were with Karl Rove. And I mean, you got them bringing them on the plane. They were like literally bugging their eyes out, like wanting to kill
him. Call him by his real name.
Turd Blossom.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really at a certain. And that's why I said, "That's it. I'm getting off the plane. I'm really confronting him now." You know, the gloves are off, man.
That face when he turns and looks at you, it's like this Dan Aykroyd movie. I think it's called Nothing But Trouble. He looked exactly like that guy from Central Casting, just big and pustule, and he had no soul in his eyes. He looked like he was wearing it was somebody else inside.
Well, this is the guy that sabotages the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's a footnote at this point.
All right. I'm going to come back, but I want you to ride shotgun with me a little bit because we've got Wayne Madsen and the rest of the crew inside that we give people a video shot of their TV viewers. Infowars.com/show. I skipped a break last hour. I didn't plug last hour. When you folks go to Infowarsstore.com and the videos, the books, the nutraceuticals, that's how we fund this.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And here we are above the RNC, above the conference center, where they are meeting. And I've got Rob Dew, our news director, sitting right beside me. A lot of amazing things going on. I do intend at the bottom of the hour to open the phones up for everybody. There is a key report up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Wayne Madsen, and I've asked Paul Watson to actually write an article about this. It's really a big deal. Now, this isn't about tooting my horn, but I want folks to realize I know what I'm talking about. When the Republicans a few months ago said, okay, we're not going to challenge Trump anymore for the nomination, I said, guaranteed, I know Glenn Beck, and I know the other carpetbagger that's down in Texas. I mean, I'm nothing against Northerners that come south. I love folks, but a carpetbagger comes down here to take advantage of Texans, take advantage of our looks, our cowboy hats, our culture, people thinking that, you know, that you can, quote, trust a Texan. Well, if you can find a real one, yeah, you can. Handshake deal, because you break it, they'll come after you. But we're talking about Ted Cruz, you know, the Canadian. Sure enough, they tried to overthrow the votes, force it down, take the votes, and try to install Ted Cruz. That failed yesterday. Now, the word is, and Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, former head of a major security division of the National Security Agency, first major NSA whistleblower 20 years ago, he was on the ground with Kit Daniels and our crew, and he's there right now with Josh Owens, inside the Quicken Loans Center. And he discovered they're planning Wednesday night after Ted Cruz speaks to try to walk out. Donald Trump doesn't need to send his people in to talk to the Cruz former delegates and say, please don't do this. Follow your pledge and follow the popular vote. He needs to tell Ted Cruz, we're just going to take you off the speaking slot, you bastard, because I've had enough of this, okay? And it makes me sick that I ever halfway supported Ted Cruz. Enough dirty tricks. I mean, Glenn Beck is on Meet the Press and other shows saying vote for Hillary. I cannot handle this anymore. Listen, the bad Donald Trump, if you believe the worst stuff about him, he's 50 times better than Hillary. The guy's got courage. He's got honor. He loves America. He wants to have better trade deals. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-family. And then he's even liberal on some subjects that I'm somewhat liberal on. I'm a libertarian. Leave people alone in their bedrooms. He's a great candidate. And he's a unifier. He's from the North, you know, where America started. And it's just exciting to see him bringing America together as a great unifier. If they let him in, he'll be the new Ronald Reagan, and I think more so. And I'm so excited about it. Listen, Wayne Madsen is somebody I'd call a famous journalist. I would call him kind of a classical liberal, libertarian liberal. He's been supporting Trump. I think of a time I've seen him support a Republican. He's kind of not really supported Democrats either, but I don't want to speak for him. But before we get into what happened last night, what's coming up tomorrow night that we're breaking here, Wayne Madsen inside the convention center for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show, radio listeners, you can go find the feed right there. But this will also be archived later today. Let's first talk about you transformatively. Am I speaking for you or do you support Trump? And then why are you supporting him? And then what happened last night? What's happening tomorrow?
Well, Alex, what has happened here so far is yesterday there was an attempt to have the rules altered to go for a full roll call vote, and that failed. That was being pushed primarily by Senator Mike Lee, a Cruz delegate from Utah, and the former Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli. That, as I said, that failed because the chair, Rince Priebus, said, you have to have a certain number of states and a certain number of signatures to go for a full roll call vote. The Cruz people said, no, they cried foul. They said, look, this is a ruling that, you know, they used the word thugs describing the RNC. They weren't happy. Now, last night, what I discovered was from a senior delegate from Tennessee, who's a Trump delegate, said, look, there's a rumor that the Cruz people will stage a walkout after Ted Cruz's speech tomorrow evening. We spoke to the Texas Cruz people. They said, look, we're hoping to vote for our person Cruz, but then when Trump gets the nomination, we will support Trump. Now, what's going to happen tonight after the gavel goes down is we're going to have the nomination process for president and then for vice president. But they're going to start the roll call with Alabama, and it goes in alphabetical order. And at some point in time, and this is a very unconventional convention, but usually the presidential candidate's home state moves for nomination by acclamation. So they don't go through the entire roll call. This is what the Cruz people wanted. They wanted the chance for Texas, which is at the end of the alphabet, to be able to vote along with Utah. Excuse me. So I would say that at some point in time during the roll call, my suspicion is the New York, which is Trump's home state, their delegation chair will move for acclamation, so it won't go to further states.
Now, Wayne, let me throw this in at you.
I got something to add to that, too.
Absolutely. Again, Rob DeHere with us, InfoWars News Director. Let me ask you this question. Clearly, this is about just sabotaging Trump, making it look like he's not even supported by his own party to damage him and support Hillary. I mean, I cannot believe these Republicans, after their attempt to claim that they were superdelegates and that votes didn't count, they were repudiated, they had to back off. This is very traitorous, very treacherous, very dishonorable. Do these people have any idea how dirty this is, A, and then B, you know, clearly this is going to blow up in their face and it's not going to succeed. And then how are they going to feel when Hillary gets elected?
Well, I mean, I don't think many of the people here would vote for Hillary Clinton. This is a fairly.
And why are they trying to sabotage Trump? Because, I mean, nobody else is going to get it.
Right. They've tried to do that. I think when it comes down to November, we're talking about a Republican, at least the ones represented here, Republicans. I don't think many will sit at home and like want to sacrifice their vote if they think that Hillary Clinton could be elected president. There may be some, certainly. We don't even have the governor of Ohio here, and they spent $54 million to get this convention in Cleveland. And they're not going to make that back by hot dog sales from the concourse here. You don't have Kasich here. He's in Cleveland, but he's attending side meetings.
Another reason I'm supporting Trump. You have all the old disgusting rhinos, the Bushes, the old establishment, just like the Clintons, fighting with everything they've got. It's a no-brainer. Let me ask you this. I know you want to get into your own personal views, but I've seen you on air. I mean, you've, what is your real view of Trump? You're here obviously exposing the fact you're trying to take him out. What is your view of this general election? What's your view of Trump?
Well, I think what we see with Trump and on the other side, Bernie Sanders, is there is anger across the country. Nobody will deny that fact. And, you can sense the anger here amongst a lot of the delegates. I've spoken to them. They don't like the way the country has gone for the last 8 years under Barack Obama. And they look at Hillary as just a continuation of the Obama administration. Some actually believe she might be worse. So I think what we're seeing is the anger playing out. And I think we're going to see the same attempt in Philadelphia by Sanders people to do exactly what the Cruz people did here, to try to say, even though Trump, of course, was not the favorite of the Republican establishment. So this is, as I've written, anyone who has the old rule book, political rule book from the last century needs to throw it away. It doesn't work anymore.
That's right. This is a major political realignment. Wayne, is this one of the biggest realignments in your historical research that we've seen since the founding of the Republic?
Well, Alex, I've actually never seen a convention like this where you've got the only previous GOP nominee for president, Bob Dole, was here. And all the others are boycotting, John McCain, Mitt Romney. None of the Bushes are here. But as you know from your flight here, the Bushes have their surrogate here working behind the scenes, and that's Karl Rove. And I talked to a former Republican congressman last night from Ohio, and it was his feeling that Rove is here to basically be the Bush henchman here to see what he can possibly do to disrupt the convention for Trump. And
so there's a good chance that Rove is behind some of this attempt to embarrass Trump.
He may be. The issue with you've got rumors that Mitt Romney's in town, too, although nobody's seen him. We know Kasich's here. As you know, Rove is here. So, yeah, there is some.
Well, that's extremely shameful. That's extremely shameful. I want to come back to you after the break, but real quick, Rob, do you got a question or a point?
Well, I just want to confirm what Wayne Madsen was just saying. The delegate I talked to from California last night said it was all Cruz states and Marco Rubio people getting together in one side of the convention floor. They were all colluding, and he was witnessing this happening. And when they called for that roll call, he actually stood up and said something to the chair at that point, saying, no, we should not allow this. And that's when they
look at this point. Those are Hillary operatives in the convention trying to spoil the will of popular voters. This is election fraud that we're watching here, okay?
And that video is up. You can watch this whole interview. It's on the Alex Jones channel. It's called California Delegate Exposes How Never Trump Is Going to Fail, because he basically said, Trump's got it in the bag. They will not be able to steal it from, but we'll see. We still have to maintain vigilance at this
point.
Well,
they're bare minimum trying to embarrass him, aren't they, right, Wayne?
I'm sorry?
They're bare minimum trying to embarrass Trump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the issue with this convention so far has been we haven't even seen a schedule with timed events. we first saw the first schedule with any times given, which came out yesterday. But unlike many other conventions where you got people slotted in certain times, we haven't seen that. So there's a lot of play going on at this convention. And we see a lot of to-be-determined speakers still on the list.
That's right. Unprecedented. Let's talk about the other intel you've gleaned the last few days inside the convention center. We're day two. We're right above the convention center broadcasting live. Wayne Madsen and our crew is inside. We've got crew on the streets out there talking to the BLM groups and other Soros-funded trash. It's all coming up straight ahead. And we've got a religion of peace jihadi killing people with an axe in Germany. And we're hearing now it's the Germans' fault. Stay with us.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Welcome to to your life. There's no turning back. We've got the Republican establishment, the Bushes, Glenn Beck, Ted Cruz trying to sabotage the people's popular vote. Stop Donald Trump. I mean, my God, that's incredible. And we've got the people really waking up. But coming up, I got a short interview with Dinesh D'Souza that Leanne McAdoo did last night. And then we've also got D'Souza coming on tomorrow. We've got Ted Nugent, a lot more. And we're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howell out on the street that are interviewing folks. Joe Biggs is also going to the convention center. I'm going to be in there later tonight and, of course, tomorrow when they attempt this big walkout. And I also saw two guys wearing new Black Panther Party shirts. They saw me looking out the window. I stopped at a red light, jumped out, and actually ran the building away from me. I just want to go talk to them and say, hey, you know George Soros is funding all this, trying to cause a war in this country. It's not going to help anybody. So I'm going to go out and talk to some of those folks if I'm able to. We are on the lookout. We are on the hunt, as they say. Rob News here with News Director. He's going to be in Philadelphia with David Nine and others. But right now, let's go back to Wayne Madsen on the floor. What else have you gleaned, Wayne, and what else are you looking to happen? What's the next shoe to drop?
Well, tonight we'll actually see the Republican establishment on stage, scheduled to speak as the ex officio chairman of the convention, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And also speaking will be the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mitch McConnell. So it'll be very interesting. Because neither one of them have given what I would call full-throated endorsements of Donald Trump. So it'll be very interesting to see what they have to say tonight when they are up there on this podium behind me. We also have some members of the Trump family, Donald Trump Jr., scheduled to speak. And there'll be some other Republican politicians on stage. But unlike past conventions, Republican conventions, in this case, we don't see a lot of the big office holders. There is a few here. Scott Walker is scheduled to speak here, the governor of Wisconsin.
Isn't that for you an endorsement of Trump? I mean, I know you've kind of dodged this twice. I'm not mad that you have, but just as a private citizen, I mean, what is your view of Trump?
Well, I think he's on many issues. He's the anti-neocon, for one thing. On foreign policy, he's their worst nightmare. He wants to patch up our relations with Russia, which the neocons are dead set against. He's against these trade agreements. He thinks that we should have left Saddam Hussein in power in Iraq, and thinks it's awful that we're trying to overthrow Assad in Syria because he sees them as stabilizing influences. So I see a lot of people who have voted Democratic in the past, taking a close look at Donald Trump because foreign policy issues, trade issues, bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States. And you can just walk a few blocks from this convention center and you see empty factories. Cleveland was once a huge manufacturing city, and that's all been lost. Although I got to admit, they've done a pretty good job at refurbishing the center city here in Cleveland.
Yeah, they made the downtown look better, but you go outside of here, it looks like a war zone, but a lot of great people here, and we can rebuild this country. What do you think happens if he does lose? How do they put this political dead duck Hillary in power? If she doesn't go for full dictatorial power, she's going to be removed pretty quickly.
Well, I believe what we're seeing with Kasich in town and the rumored presence of Mitt Romney and people like Rove, I think they're looking at 2020. They want to try to get this party back under their control. They're going through. Remember, after the last election, they did this post-mortem, this autopsy on the Republican Party, and then their worst nightmare occurred because they lost total control over the party with the nomination of an outsider. They're going to try for 2020 to get it back under the control of the insiders, and I think that's what they're meeting probably in one of these hotel suites downtown, planning really for 2020. I believe that these Republicans are already conceding the November election to Hillary Clinton.
Wow. And then working with Beck and everybody else to make sure that happens as low opposition for the Democrats inside. And so that lets us know if Trump gets elected, the battle just begins, because we'll have the Democrats and Republican establishment trying to sabotage him at every turn. So we can't just get him in office and then leave him there. We've got to support him.
That's right. I mean, it's I think the one thing with the schedule being so fluid, normally those schedules are hammered out way in advance because people, you know, are traveling and whatnot.
So what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? What does that signify?
It means that this is really, this is the most unorganized convention that I've covered and I've seen in recent times. Maybe you'd have
well, in
to
a way,
back
that's
to the
good. I mean, yeah, I mean, in a way, that's how the first ones were, and that's what freedom looks like. It's not just some top-down centralized system. I know you're filing more reports. You're doing a great job. So Wayne Madsen, WayneMansonReport.com, works for Infowars.com. Thanks for being the correspondent for us. We'll be back with our folks on the street. Stay with us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
I was taught that if you're wicked, you go to hell and suffer eternal fiery torment forever and ever. Is that what the Bible really says? What if you found out that nobody's burning in hell right now? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out what's hot and what's not at thebiblesaysthat.org.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. we're here. Then returning weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And then, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, the live Sunday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, site of the 2016 Republican National Convention. Back at the home base in Austin, Texas, we have David Knight and the rest of the great crew making this all possible. But I've got 9 or 10 people here in our crew. I guess more than that, actually, about 11. And so we've got a full court press here with our operation. We've been dominating coverage. Hundreds of newspapers, hundreds of TV stations, all over national news. promoting liberty, warning people about globalism, showing that if somebody just gives the New World Order a stand-up fight, we kick their butts. Very, very exciting time to be alive right now. Looking at this, it really shows that you can only have a globalist takeover, a multinational corporate takeover of your country, when the people aren't aware of what's happening. That's why you've got to control the media. And the globalist mainstream media was arrogant when the internet first came into being. They thought it would be a tool of surveillance, a tool of control. They thought that they could basically dominate it. But it's shown the genie's out of the bottle. Now they've hit the panic button. They admit, we're going to have Joe Biggs on in a little while with us, they admit that they're having major, major problems and that everything's unraveling. So now they want censorship. Now they want control. Now they want to be able to just basically shut us down. It doesn't work to call us racist and all this garbage. And that's why it's more important than ever. I haven't even plugged yet any of the products or things that fund this operation. First off, I want to thank you for being supporters. I want to let you know that we give you the very best products, the very lowest prices we possibly can. And I want to encourage you from the bottom of my heart to continue to spread the word. It's really having a big effect. History's happening. And to take advantage of the nutraceuticals, whether it be Lung Cleanse or Brain Force or DNA Force or Supermel Vitality or Child Ease or any of these amazing products, check them out. They've changed my life. Just our sleep formula is an example of our philosophy. It's 9 different ingredients. Just this dose of melatonin on average is $15 to $19 a bottle of the same dose, same quality. Ours is $19.95. It has the same regular dose of melatonin. Then it has L-tryptophan. Then it has valerian root, chamomile. It goes on and on. To get this, it'd be $50 at a discount store for all these different compounds in one big pill. Safe, healthy, relaxing sleep. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, $19.95. We're running 25% off on DNA Force. That will end today because it's going to sell out. And so that will end by tomorrow because I have to hold back some bottles for folks that sign up for auto ship. They get 10% off. So we always have to hold some back for folks that are already signed up for auto ship or those that may. It'll be about a month till we get more DNA Force in. It's 25% off. It's the top nutraceutical out there, proven to have nerve growth factor. I mean, just stuff, telomeres, you name it. DNA Force is amazing. Take advantage of that. I want to thank you all for your support. Hillary for prison shirts are $19.95. We've been selling them as low as $5 because I want to get tens of thousands of them out there. There's like 80,000 of them now out there or something. They're all over the country. It's one of the top memes in the nation. But at $19.95, we can take all the proceeds and pay for aircraft in the skies. You've seen that be national news. You've seen that be the top meme in the country. It's amazing. We're leading the way on how to resist. We're ragtag. We're cross-eyed and exhausted half the time. But we've got the passion. We're going over the top. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. You can also call toll-free and order or ask any questions or ask about different discounts. There's a lot of other ones I don't have time to mention. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We're also going to be going out to the Black Panther meetings and more. I'm going to be there. Others are. We're not playing games. We're going to go expose what George Soros is financing and is running. And if a Klan rally pops up, we're going to go cover that as well, though I haven't heard of one of those. But birds of a feather, federal minions, tend to fly together. Joe Biggs was about to go into the convention center. We saw him down there, and I said, I know he's got something to cover, but I'm going to go to some of the protests here in a little while. I thought Biggs might want to be with us, but he can choose what he wants to do. We're going to Leanne McAdoo and, of course, our other great edition reporter, and that's, of course, Margaret Howell. But first, Joe, what have you seen today so far, and what's going on inside the convention center?
I mean, as you can see, the police have pretty much built this entire wall around this center and kept a lot of people back. There's smaller pockets of protests happening, but I think today is going to be one of the largest ones. Cornel West is going to be speaking at 4 p.m. with Carl Dix, the co-founder of the Revolutionary Communist Party, along with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club and the new Black Panther Party.
That's at 4 today.
That's at 4 o'clock at the public square down here.
And we're going. We need all the patriots to be there. We're peaceful. We're just coming to cover it. We're coming to talk to them and interview them and hopefully talk some sense into them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see this large amount of people, these different diverse groups coming together, right here with the amount of police, the nerves are high, the intensity, you know, the helicopters are flying everywhere. I just spoke with one of our guys out on the ground that's works closely with the Cleveland Police Department. He's working on trying to get me in one of these police choppers to fly around and get some aerial footage as well today. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything pans out. But I guarantee you by Thursday is going to be that day where it really gets hot and heavy. People are going to be angry. They've been out in the sun every day. Whatever we find out happens at the end of this week with the RNC convention and all that, I think Thursday is going to be our big day.
What did you expect coming in, and what have you experienced since you've been here?
I expected just complete and total chaos. But once you get here and actually see how they've barricaded this place in, and really done a good job at keeping these people out and not letting them get close to the area, not to bother the delegates trying to go in and out, not really screwing around with people. Cleveland didn't play any games. I mean, they brought in police from all over the country, and it's definitely helping out. But it's sad to see when you have the head of the police department here also calling for a temporary ban on our Second Amendment rights. That's something I do have a problem with.
That's right. But he also said Obama's basically financing and running Black Lives Matter and did all this. Look, here's the issue. They bring the jihadis in, they attack, we lose our liberties. They got all these communist groups, White House funded, we lose our liberties. No, if we just stand up to these unconstitutional groups calling for criminal action, then we'll have an open society again. That's why the globalists have brought all this crime in, is because they want to use it to turn us into this.
I can't believe that so many Americans are upset over this Melania Trump speech and not as angry about this.
By the way, I went and looked at it. Everybody says my family's roots and my values. Everybody says that.
Yeah, it's a typical, you know, wife speech. I mean, it's borderline. Is she running for president? No.
Well, of course, Obama's been caught plagiarizing whole cloth. But that's okay. Look, it's all about a diversion. I agree with you. Stay here a little while, or do you have a meeting we're going to?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, we're going to go to now our crew. Joe Biggs is with us. We've got Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howell down on the ground. Guys, what have you observed, and where do you see all this going?
That's right, Alex. We are right here across from the Quicken Loans and here in front of the main media staging area. This is the mass distraction epicenter. This is where they're running interference for the globalists, letting you know that the only thing that you need to care about was Melania's speech and that it was allegedly plagiarized because she used very common words that everyone speaks about, family, you know, building your own wealth, working hard. You know, the Obamas own that type of speech, apparently.
They own the American dream as they try to kill it.
Absolutely. And, of course, let's not forget Obama was accused of plagiarism in 2008. They were accused of taking portions of Hillary Clinton's speeches, and she accused him. He said that was ludicrous. How could, you know, this is balderdash. I've written two books. No, he didn't. Who wrote your books, Obama? So it's
Billers.
Just total distraction. Exactly. You know, Saul Alinsky pulled some big quotes out of that book. So it's just mass distraction here, and all of these people here are like true patriots, kind of fighting back against the mass distraction. We've seen so many people out here getting in people's faces, not being afraid of standing up and speaking out, saying why they're voting for Trump.
Right now.
This guy here is doing a great impression of him. And so I'm going to step away because he's quite distracting.
I was about to say, is somebody doing a distraction of me?
I'm going to drop kick him in a second. But
here, let's see. Let's let this distractor get in here. Let's see what this gumbo's doing.
We have to understand that. At first, we have to come. We have to acknowledge that. We have to identify that. And ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone is going to be my guest any second now, so stay tuned and join us here at the Republican National Convention, all right, because we are going to take our party back. Too long to globalist people like
pretty
Blossom, Turd Blossom.
By the way, every time they do this,
it's a Turd Blossom.
Bag, the George Bush, but how rose.
1776 is going to commence again if you do another Alex Jones impression. I love it.
Nothing
pretty
new powder. Nothing in there is like making soap. Believe me, it's not making me feel real good.
They're shooting something as well, so they've got...
All right, he's had his 10 seconds of fame. It's been the national news. We've been trolled or whatever. I think it's funny.
Yeah, trolled,
he's good,
whatever
he's good.
You want to call it. So I know we had a Millie Weaver kind of running around doing some reports for us. She's already reported the fact that there has been an altercation between a biker for Trump and an anarchist at one of these parks. She's running over here to get us that footage. So we're already seeing kind of the tensions are high. And Joe Biggs kind of brought this up, the way that they have everything set up. The protesters are pretty far away from everything, and they're not facing any opposition. So there's no opposing voices, really. It's not like as if they're clashing against each other. So really it is, you have to show up to these events and challenge them on their ideas. I got into a discussion with a young man who was for socialism, and then he said, ultimately, communism, that's the big dream. And he sat there and tried to tell me that communism didn't kill millions of people, and that it's just a wonderful thing, and that capitalism is terrible.
Yeah, just look at Venezuela. I mean, you know.
No, whenever you bring that up, they're like, oh, but that's not what we're going to... That's not what we're going to do.
That's not what we're going to do when we put you in a forced labor camp and oversee you. We'll be bosses then. I tell you, communism is such a joke. What we got is corporate fascism now using socialism to domesticate us. Leanne, what did you expect going into this, and what have you experienced so far?
Well, you know, honestly, I expected that it was going to be a little bit more chaotic, but they really have cordoned off so much of the roads here. They're doing a very good job at making sure you can't access any areas without the proper identification. So a lot of the George Soros groups, we've seen a lot. We're going to be speaking with some of them right after. We're actually standing around waiting to speak with us. But they're all over the place. All of these people who don't even realize that they are working for one of the biggest globalists.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, Margaret can pop it anytime she wants, Leanne, but we can obviously bleep it once, but tell them not to cuss. If they do, we'll have to cut it off. But let's go try to talk to some of these Soros minions right now if you want.
Okay. Well, let me, now they're walking this way, so.
I understand. It's just whenever one pops by, we'll talk to him. You know, it's like that guy yesterday. He was running around, you know, and I guess he has a show on Cartoon Network. They made a big deal of it that I got the wrong station. Somebody told me he was with Comedy Central. So I said, hey, dude, you know, it seems that people are getting mad at you. Come up here and talk. And then all he said was, have sex with my wife. Why is PP yellow? And it was like, oh, Alex got defeated by that. No, I was trying to go, here's some free speech.
And he's mocking Building 7.
Yeah, mocking Building 7. I'm just like, come up here, dude. And then people thought that defeated me when the guy's like he had a lobotomy or something. I mean, I was illustrating the innocent.
I probably should admit it, but I manhandled him and pushed him down. Like, who are you? What a loser. That's what you do with your life. That's how you're helping this country. I mean, these people are just sick in the head. I mean, at least some of the people that are out here, even though they're fighting on the wrong team, they're very passionate about what they do, and they're not using their 5 seconds to talk about utter ludicrousness.
That's right. We're live in Cleveland. Leanne McAdoo is out there in the 90-degree heat. On a beautiful sunny day, we are up here in the command base, the studio right above the RNC meeting in the Quicken Loans Center. We're going to be in there today as well. We're going to be going to this communist slash George Soros slash Nazi collaborator slash Black Lives Matter slash New Black Panther Party event at 4 o'clock. And again, Joe Biggs, what park is that?
It's going to be at the Public Square Park right over here around the corner. It's about a block away.
All right, well, we're going to be moseying on over there to be able to cover that. Leanne, have you found any of the Soros minions?
I do not see any at the present moment. I do not. We've got Gunner here, who was really outspoken, getting in some confrontations. What do you think about the fact that there are so many young people that want socialism in this country?
Well, I think Bernie Sanders really touched a nerve in this country. You know, speaking about issues like student loans, Wall Street, crony capitalism.
Why do you roll over than Hillary?
What Bernie did really well was he talked about issues and problems in this country, but he offered the wrong solution.
Right.
Because the problems that he's been talking about are problems with crony capitalism, problems with the government picking winners and losers, and we are the losers. And the people at the bottom, the students, the people who don't have a lot of money.
Free market will make you so damn rich, you're going to be a
thug,
or you're going to be decadent.
Free us of that problem more is to free up the markets and stay away from socialism. It's a failed experiment.
Right. Communist country had to be on a three-year waiting list for sunglasses.
That's the ultimate goal. So it's good to have people out here countering that.
I'll just make a phone call.
Leanne, I'm sorry. I was listening to you. I was having a conversation over here.
Sorry about that. I'm not able to get the feeds kind of coming in and out. But, yeah, I mean, it's just really great to have so many people coming out here to counter these protesters who truly believe what they're telling you. Truly, this kid truly believed and fought to tell me that communism wasn't killed millions of people, democide. And I said,
that's
well,
a big 7 foot
democide?
Kid.
And I had a guy yesterday tell me that Sharia law was peaceful.
Oh, yeah, that guy said Sharia law was peaceful.
Oh, my God.
You're saying, see, it is peaceful. Like that guy with the hatchet, with the axe?
Yeah, that was very peaceful and loving.
Oh, yeah. Or the guy who stabbed his neighbors because they weren't dressing appropriately, so he was obviously having some lascivious thoughts about these young children, and so he stabs them. I mean, but safe and loving, let's open up the borders, let's not vet anyone, and that's racist.
Hey, what matters is Melania Trump said she loved her family and loved America. That's plagiarism.
Right. Scandal.
I had a girl tell me yesterday that I was on her land. She's about a 23-year-old little socialist punk. She goes, "You're on my land. I'm a Native American." I was like, "Well, I was born here. I'm a Native American, too. And I'm older than you, so I've been on this planet a lot longer than you." And I was like, "I think you're a dumbass." And she's sitting there the whole time looking around. She's going, "Oh, well, now," then all of a sudden she switches. She's Mexican, so she starts speaking to me in Spanish and then into another language. I was like, "I thought you were just Native American. Now you're Mexican." I was like, "Do you want to make America Mexico again?" She's like, "This is not your land." I was like, "Well, guess what happens when you lose a war? We take the land. Sorry."
Well, here's what happens. Nobody's good or bad on either side. Nobody's bad. The point is, that's a joke.
They're very bad.
Nobody's bad. The point is that as soon as we got here, the natives were always trying to get us to attack the other tribe. So they were just as warlike as the Europeans. We're all the same. We all do the same kind of crap. We're all good. We're all bad. It's just they teach these kids, you're going to get ahead in the world by being a socialist and being part of a group, and you're owed reparations. Guess what? You're not getting them. Nobody's getting them. The only reparations are getting our jobs back and our industry back. Leanne Magadu.
Well, I agree, and that's why one of the things that I really loved about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, he put Hillary's America. He really spells it out. So many people who have been brainwashed in these Black Lives Matter cults and everything that are putting out these false narratives, they're only getting one side of history. And so we were speaking with several recovering Democrats who had been educated on the real truth of the Democratic Party, their racist roots, their thuggish roots, and just talking about that these are the same tactics that convicts, con men use to steal. That's what they're using to steal America.
Exactly, exactly. And the big old mommy of the Democratic Party with all her little milkies, you know, there with all her little slaves on the fetid poison milk. She can't keep her minions in the dark for life. She can't hide them from the waiting world. We'll be back. Great job, Leanne. We'll talk to Margaret Howe and more straight ahead. It's live coverage of RNC from Cleveland, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortal mind.
You know, let me talk about one of the biggest lies ever. We're going to pop in with Margaret Howe and Leanne McAdoo again, riding shotgun with us into the next hour. And then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. Richard Reeves is going to be popping in as well. One of the biggest things that hurts my feelings and one of the biggest victories of the globalists and the mainstream media is that Ron Paul, back in 2007 or so, along with the Liberty Movement, started the Tea Party. And we would throw 9/11 commission reports into the water and say that 9/11 was a fraud, but also say, we're anti-war, but we're more libertarian or conservative. And then that movement built, and then as soon as Obama got in, people were protesting Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans got scared. They came and tried to co-opt the Tea Party. It kind of co-opted them, though. There was an internal battle. But the media would say, minorities aren't welcome. These are racist. And then folks were scared and wouldn't go out to the Tea Party rallies. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy to say, if you're pro-gun or pro-family or pro-private property or pro-sovereignty or pro-Christianity or pro-life, you know, but you're a minority, you're not welcome at the Tea Party or the new Second American Revolution. That's not going on. In fact, now that people of, quote, color have actually been going to Tea Party events the last few years, you go and it's like a third or half of them are. Because they got, everybody's hugging them, everybody loves them. It's like, you know, I mean, you go and it's like Christian patriots, folks. You go, there's 1,000 people, there might be one Klan guy. I mean, it is amazing. Just like our rally yesterday, had to be about 1,000 people. News said 500. I mean, it was like a third African Americans. It was just so amazing. But again, the way they sell this really worked for a while. And imagine just you win the revolution if you say anyone who has any color can't be pro-gun or pro-life or pro-America or not want Sharia law. Well, I mean, that's crazy. And that's why they're race baiting. I mean, Donald Trump is not racist in any way. I mean, I had like NPR and I also had Democracy Now! Go to me. Do you support Donald Trump banning all Muslims? And I said, yeah, until they're vetted. They don't even check their passports or IDs. They let them in. We don't know the numbers. I would say ban anybody coming in until we vet them.
Yep.
And that's how it is every other country. So I want to go to Margaret Howe, one of our great reporters out there braving the heat. What is your view of being here 3 days now, Margaret?
Well, Alex, we're on the ground. And can I just say, back to that comment you just made about anybody who is African-American supporting Trump as being a racist, I actually found this amazing guy right here, Eric. Look at this Trump shirt, Alex. Do you? What do you think, sir? You're a Trump supporter, correct?
I am.
Can you tell me why?
I'm a Trump supporter because people don't listen to his views on health care, but he has views on health care, and I like that. They don't listen to his views on the border, which are real views on the border. He actually says, not all Mexicans. He says Mexicans who are unvetted.
Trump's not a racist, right?
No, ma'am. What people don't know is one day Trump got his limousine, got pulled over or flat tired, and he then paid that guy's house off and came and helped him out. Nobody knows that.
Why do you think that the evil liberal left media wants to paint him as a racist? Why is that their narrative, do you think?
To help Hillary. Why not? It's easy. Why not? They want to help Hillary. Why not? Why wouldn't they? Because they want to help Hillary. Like, look at all the movies that come out these days. Who's the heroine? It's all women. I'm okay with women. I have 3 daughters. I'm okay with women being heroes, but why are they doing it?
It's an agenda, exactly. Since when do we have a centralized agenda? This guy gets
it. It's an agenda.
It's an agenda, yes, ma'am.
Have you always felt this way? How long have you been like this?
How
long have you been awake?
I've been awake for years. Okay.
Hey, tell him to stay there. I want to come right back to him, Margaret.
He's going to come right back to you, sir. I want you
back
to hang out.
Back in 70 seconds. All right, we're talking to... I'm telling you, folks, there are just... They're just people who happen to have dark skin all over Cleveland that are InfoWarriors and Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we got to go out and show this. Because, I mean, it's in the crowds. It's like a third of the people are black that are here supporting
Trump. Extremely passionate.
Absolutely. And they're totally right. They're more articulate than I am. That guy just said it in like 10 seconds.
This is
it's a whole agenda, folks. Centralized BS agenda.